Our next guest is one of the most recognisable faces on television and on the stage. She's an extraordinary character actress. In recent years, she has strapped on the leather gloves and become Governor Joan the Freak Ferguson in the rebooted Prisoner series Wentworth. She joins us now, Pamela Rabe.
Hello.
I don't know if you strap on gloves, you pull them on.
Well, she straps them
on. Joan would strap them on.
She would strap them on. Were you a fan of the original Prisoner?
I didn't see it, actually, that much. I was aware, you could probably hear from my accent that I wasn't born in Australia. I was born overseas. And in Canada, they used to run it late at night. And I'd met an Australian by then, the man who's now my husband, who I came to Australia with. He pointed it out to me, and we used to sort of, at midnight or 1 a.m. somewhere in Canada, watch a couple of eps really early on. But when I arrived in Australia in 1983, it kind of hit the stage, and I was acting with a lot of the actresses who were in the original series, but, we didn't have, PVRs then, so no. I didn't see very much of the series, but I was very aware by that point of the cultural impact of that original series, yeah.
There's a chasm of difference between Wentworth as we know it now, and what Prisoner was. Prisoner was almost vaudeville in a way sometimes.
Compared to the grittiness of Wentworth.
You look at Prisoner now, and it's almost like a vaudeville show.
I wonder if our idea of what's gritty just changes. Probably in 1981 or 82, 83, whatever it was, that the Prisoner felt pretty, rough and real. Mm. And our notion of rough and real changes.
So. Actually, that's very interesting. But I imagine, too, that it's rare that you get a character this meaty to sink your teeth into.
Very rarely, yes. She's extraordinary, isn't she?
Yeah.
And I think of all the characters in this new reimagining of the Prisoner series, mine, Joan the Freak Ferguson, is the one that's got the clearest nod to Maggie Kirkpatrick's original creation. Mm. And I have to say that when they approached me to come play this role, I did squeal with delight. I thought, this, if I've been waiting for something to get back on telly with, I couldn't wish for anything better than this. She's a great role.
Do you find that you hang with the guards or the prisoners? Is there a line that goes between that in the acting?
Well, we all have the same green room, so yeah. We all kind of hang out together. And then, I just hang out with the cool kids.
Mm. You're not completely method where when you're off camera, that you're the same.
I'm only method when I'm at home with my husband.
Oh, well, there we go.
Too about strapping on the gloves.
How do you think you would go in prison? Have you learned anything?
Oh, my Lord. Don't even know how to begin to answer that question. Oh, no.
No?
I wouldn't be very good
at that. But you'd know more than me. You'd know more than Amanda.
You could tough it out, I imagine.
You'd be all right.
I'm not even going to answer that.
No, really, there's nothing. But there'd be something. You would have thought of something. You go into prison. What do? Do you talk too much? You don't talk at all? Do you look tough? Do you wear some sort of, I don't know, do you get like tattoos on your face?
All I know is it's much better if you're wearing a uniform.
Okay.
So you're going to stay on the right side of the law is what you're saying.
I think that's what we're hearing from Pamela. Pamela Rabe, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Jonesy and Amanda. Sorry, I'm Freudian slip there with Joni.